Welcome to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to listen to more of America This Week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. Welcome back to America This Week on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Kevin Clark. I'm here with Father Matt Malone. You're listening to America This Week on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. And we are talking with Steve Riley of Potomac Community Resources in beautiful Potomac, Maryland. And we're talking about how well the church responds to people with disabilities, either physically, through physical accommodations at church facilities, or through the programming that they are able to put together for members of the parish. If you'd like to join that conversation, please do. Tell us your stories about what you've experienced at your parish, for good or for ill, at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC. That's 1-888-322-8465. Steve, thanks for staying with us. And, you know, I was listening you were talking about the sheer numbers of people with disabilities that are out there now, one in five. Is it a case where if you're looking around your parish and you don't see someone with a disability either lecturing or participating at Eucharist or in the pews with the other families, would that be a reason to be concerned about how well your parish is doing in terms of welcoming people with disabilities?
Kevin, it would be, in my opinion, for two reasons. One, it means that a significant potential membership of your parish, 20%, say, roughly, is staying away. And why are they staying away? They're staying away because they may feel unwelcome. They may feel the burden of the special accommodations that they need to undertake in order to participate as a family in the parish. They may have had a difficult experience. They may have been discouraged from sacramental preparation or other full participation in the parish. So that's the first point I would make. The second point keys to the CARIS study survey, which is that the CARIS study finds that the more visible people with developmental differences are in parish leadership or parish activities, the more likely that parish is to pay attention and offer special welcome to people with developmental differences. It's unclear from the study whether which comes first, the leadership visible positions of people with developmental differences as lectors or greeters or on committees or in leadership in the parish, and active parish welcoming and accommodation, or vice versa, but the two clearly correlate according to the CARA findings. So another reason for parishes to reach out a little further.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, in fact, Janice Benton from the National Catholic Partnership on Disability told me she described that as a synergy that seems to take effect when people are involved, visibly involved, but also not just during liturgy, but at the committee level in their parishes, making decisions, forming policies, making priorities. Suddenly those parishes seem to create better accommodations, create better services for people with disabilities and programs for their children. And that creates a sort of a virtuous cycle, I guess, is what
exactly.
We're talking about.
It is the opposite of the out of sight, out of mind phenomenon.
Yeah. And this is especially an issue in the United States now with the growing numbers of families that are dealing with autism, is fair enough to say, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on the CARA study, if I could just point
sure.
out that the other, in addition to the National Catholic Partnership and on Disability and PCR, the other members of the client group which commissioned the study are the Archdiocese of Washington and Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Washington. And
thank you for bringing them up. We appreciate you
and
being
Sure. That points to the active collaboration, which we are really fortunate to have here in the Archdiocese of Washington under the leadership of Cardinal Wuerl. Washington has really become a leader in the nation. There's a Department of Special Needs Ministries within the Archdiocese and structures. Cardinal Wuerl has instituted an annual White Mass for celebrating the giftedness of people with disabilities that he presides at his cathedral every year. He's instituted a series of annual conferences on faith, deafness, and disability, which now has national audiences. He supports PCR and has instituted this collaboration between the Archdiocese, PCR, and Catholic Charities that's resulted in the creation of six new parish-based organizations throughout the Archdiocese. And clearly, as a sponsor of the CARA study, is interested in taking this interest nationally.
And there are plenty of resources available online, I should say, at the Archdiocese of Washington to help other parishes and dioceses start formulating their own programs.
Indeed,
That's exactly right.
You're listening to America This Week on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. You can join the conversation at 888-322-8465. And we have Tom on the line from Maryland. Tom, are you there?
I'm here. How are you today?
Great. Welcome to America This Week.
Well, thank you. First of all, I've been thrilled to hear this show. I sort of stumbled on it today, but I'm in the Washington Archdiocese. My youngest son is 19 and has cerebral palsy. We're kind of now really starting to look at the whole issue you brought up about, you know, what's next after, he ages out of school. But at the parish level, we've been blessed, especially in the last couple of years, with a new parish priest who I think is really, really reaching out. He hosted, the parish hosted a mass and a lunch for the homebound here about a month or a month and a half ago. We just completed making the parish hall wheelchair accessible, which is really important for my son. But I guess what I really I probably need to do some research about how do you go from some pretty good ideas to actually, implementing a PCR-like program in a parish.
Okay. All right. That's a really great question, Tom. Thank you very much. So how do you do it, Steve? You've done it.
Well, first of all, I'm glad to meet Tom on the phone and offline. Perhaps we could connect and we could get into this in more detail since he's from Maryland and we're in Maryland. But basically, it's really not hard. If we could do it, then I think everybody can do it. The first step really is to pay attention, right? Mm-hmm. To get over the "we don't have anybody like this in our parish," because we all do in our parishes. And so pay attention, keep your eyes open. Identify a group of core people who would help get this thing going. Identify some needs. Start small. Collaborate. Access some resources in the community. And take it from there. So, very, very simple, straightforward steps, but starts with pay attention and get the conversation going in the parish. Would be my advice for the very first steps.
So take some practical steps. Yeah,
yes.
Very good advice. We also have Ken from Wisconsin on the line. Ken, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, welcome to America This Week.
Thank you. Mark, our son Mark is 26 years old, and he last Saturday, in fact, I'm on my way. I'm not supposed to be on the phone, but I'm on my way to pick him up at Mass.
We won't tell anybody.
Okay, I'm on my way to pick him up at Mass because he just served his 1900th celebration at the altar, serving as an altar server, and he's actually people from St. Mary's Star of the Sea. They say we don't see disabilities. It's a very poor downtown parish, and they don't see poor and they don't see disabilities. Everybody is welcome. And Marquis had 13 families come back to St. Mary's Star of the Sea because of his activity in the church. And his PCA, who's with him today, is going to church. And she said, "I think I'm going to become a Catholic."
Wow.
Because it's really meaningful for me to see Marquis serving at the altar. And I want to go back to church.
Ken, you said 13 families came back to the church. What had happened to those families?
They said that their disabled children didn't feel welcome, mm-hmm. and so they pulled away from the Catholic Church, and they had heard that Marky was serving, a kid with autism was serving at the altar at St. Mary's Star of the Sea in Duluth, and also at St. Anthony's in Superior, Wisconsin, and they came back, and they're bringing their kids every day, and a lot of homeschoolers now are bringing, a lot of homeschoolers have disabled children,
And
they're also coming back.
Ken, what does it mean to a father, to a family that's dealing with a member who's disabled, to find a welcoming parish, a parish that makes room for them and invites them in?
It makes me feel that the God that I know really loves all of us. It doesn't matter what their disability is, because we all have disabilities. And, of course, the only person who didn't have a disability was Christ. And look at what we did as disabled people. We hung him on a cross.
Mm. Good point,
so
Ken.
For me, it just makes my heart dance that he is serving at church and he is doing so well with it. And he loves God. He reads Magnificat from beginning to end. And he just absolutely loves church.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Thanks for calling America This Week. Steve Riley from Potomac Community Resources, I bet you hear a lot of stories like that.
We do, and more and more as the conversation gets going and more parishes open their eyes and pay attention and take action. It's really encouraging and very very rewarding to hear Ken's story.
What are some of the things that get in the way of us seeing people with disabilities, of opening our eyes? What are some of the myths or the misunderstandings that people who may not have a disability struggle with?
Sure. Well, part of it, I think, is historical, that people with developmental differences often were just at home or, even more isolated than that, institutionalized. So they were out of sight and out of mind. And, historically, there was the stigma attached and shame, perhaps, and reluctance and fear by parents to take their children, their loved ones out into the community for fear of being ridiculed or rebuffed or worse. So that, I think, is largely being overcome and has been overcome by virtue of, at least in the United States, by virtue of, laws and culture change, which is all to the good. It's also just the press of other business. People who are busy in parish activities or focus on their individual, briefs and their silos and tend not to maybe have the time or take the special effort it takes to think, how could we include this member or this family in our picnic, in our Pentecostal celebration, in our parish anniversary, in our religious education? There's a myth that, there's no resources available, and there are. And this is another very important outcome that we're hoping for from the CARA report, is that we will publicize resources which are available throughout the United States.
Virtually every diocese.
Every diocese, because the parish report that just came out today is the first of three phases of this report. The second will be a survey of all the dioceses and archdioceses throughout the United States, and the third will be a survey of all the Catholic Charities organizations throughout the United States. So we will have a snapshot at the end of the best practices and resources and needs and desires at the parish level, the diocesan level, and the Catholic Charity Service provision levels. And then we will create a template, and Cardinal Worrell has said he wants to send that best practices template out to all the bishops in the United States. So this is helping to address the need for resources and advice and help, which I think will be very useful as a practical matter.
We should point out that people can read the CARA report at CARA, that's CARA.georgetown.edu, CARA.georgetown.edu. CARA stands for the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate. It's very interesting.
They could also come, though, to our website first to read the article, they'll find a link.
You're always
there.
On message. Unlike the presidential candidates, you are always on message.
I'm on message here.
But I thought that some of the key findings in this report were interesting. 96% of parishes have wheelchair accessible entrances. 43% of parishes have a list of resources to refer people with disabilities for professional help. 72% of parishes have people with disabilities who volunteer for the parish. And 93% of parishes offer accommodations to allow those with disabilities to participate in parish social events. So a lot more work to do, but the parishes in this country have also made a lot of progress on this.
There seems to be a lot of physical accommodation that's already been achieved in terms of getting people into parish structures, although and Steve, you can jump in here anytime. Some parish buildings are still not wheelchair accessible, particularly parish halls. Sometimes altars, I think 50% of the altars out there are not wheelchair accessible, so people can get into the church, but they can't get up to serve on the altar. perform those kinds of roles. Steve, looking at the report, what was the thing that jumped out at you? What was your biggest surprise and perhaps the biggest lack that you saw in this report?
Sure. Well, the biggest surprise was the disconnect between reports of physical accessibility, like those that Father just mentioned, and programmatic inclusion activities. So, for example, only 16% of the respondent parishes said that they have any sort of support program for people with disabilities. 17% said that the parish offers support groups for families who have members with developmental disabilities. Less than half of the parish's reporting has a list of resources that they can provide to families that come to them for help and for assistance. So a lot of good work has been done. The key findings here around the work that needs to be done is what I'm really interested in, because this now gives us the data and the factual bases for action moving forward once we get the responses back from the diocese and the archdiocese as well and the Catholic Charities Organization. So this is all very helpful. First ever national survey will be this nationwide snapshot and gives us really a roadmap for further action, because we really are in a climate now where we've been given a great opportunity. Pope Francis's attention to this, to individuals with developmental differences, to including people, both symbolically through his gestures of warmth and love, from practical evidence, such as the fact that the young woman who was the lector at the papal mass for the canonization when the Pope visited Washington is a young woman who is a very talented young woman who happens to have Down syndrome and read in front of a huge audience and a television audience and did a remarkable job, and the fact that now the Pope is also instituting very specific sort of organizational action. Just about 5 weeks ago, I think, there was the conference at the Vatican of the Pontifical Council on Culture, which took upon itself the work of creating a conversation worldwide around the issue of how to attend to the needs and include people with disabilities and their families into the church across, cultures and nationalities. So there's going to be a job of work that comes out of that conference and other very specific sort of actions now. The Pope's created the climate, and now it's up to those of us who are interested in moving this action ahead to take advantage of that, and I think we will.
Well, amen to that. Steve, how can people find out more about what you do?
Sure. So they could visit our website, which is www.pcr-inc.org, or follow us on social media. The long name of our organization is Potomac Community Resources, but if you Google that or also PCR, you should find us. And feel free to reach out to us, and happy to provide any sort of information that people might want to have.
Steve Riley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Father. It's great. Really appreciate the attention of America Media to this topic.
And sure.
Thanks, Kevin, also.
Thank you, Steve. And I just want to stay on message one more time. The links to all these resources can be found at americamedia.org or americamagazine.org.
Indeed. You can read your piece, Out of the Shadows, Making Room in Your Parish for People with Disabilities. And you can find links to the CARA study, and you will find a link to a mini documentary from America Films on this very subject. Really, really terrific content. Check it out at americamagazine.org. You're listening to America This Week on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to check in on race in the U.S. Catholic Church. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to hear the full show every week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.